Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
You're welcome to Cruise Control with Wide Daniel and Africa Tech Radio. And today we're talking everything about social media, bringing you the latest features and information from all your favorite social media applications. Snapchat is testing options that will enable users to opt out of auto-deleting messages. This simply means that Snapchat is now testing options that will allow your messages stay past 24 hours. Now, if you're very familiar with Snapchat or if you use Snapchat a lot, you will know that this is very, very different from the usual ball game, because Snapchat is your disappearing message. Like, Snapchat messages last for 24 hours and that is it. In fact, Snapchat has like the Snapchat AI. And trust me, if you ask the AI something today and responds to you, if you go back tomorrow and say, oh, based on the conversation yesterday, the AI will deny you and say, lie, he doesn't know what you're talking about. So imagine that this same Snapchat now wants to give options to leave your messages past 24 hours. So in other words, Snapchat is about to become like every other messaging apps, right? And this is funny because WhatsApp has disappearing messages option. Snapchat is the disappearing message guy. So WhatsApp is saying that, okay, you know what? I'm giving you the option like Snapchat. So basically what happens if you turn on your disappearing messages on WhatsApp, after 24 hours, every conversation that you have has gone. And this is why people like Snapchat. People like Snapchat because tomorrow, nothing, no level. Tomorrow, after tomorrow, no receipts. So unless you take a screenshot of the conversation, which Snapchat is going to snitch on you and tell the person that you just take a screenshot, or you use another phone to take a picture of the conversation if you want to do that on a low, your conversation on Snapchat goes after 24 hours. But now, Snapchat is testing out a new option that would enable users to select never delete in their message retention options, which will essentially make it like every other messaging apps. And this, I don't know, but it means that because at the end of the day, the core skill and the core use of Snapchat is to be the, you know, the 24 hours disappearing message guys, you would have to actually take steps to choose that you want to keep your messages past 24 hours and the other person in the chat is going to be aware that that's what you're doing. But as usual, I'm very surprised, like, what happened to being unique? What happened to every social media app having their unique tendency, like unique features? What happens to Snapchat staying as Snapchat is? And just building on that, what happened to everybody? Why is everybody trying to be like everybody? Is there something happening? I mean, I keep asking this question when I say these things. Like, is there something I'm missing? Why is everybody copying everybody? I say I understand Meta because they're trying to merge their apps, right? But apart from Meta trying to merge their three applications, the Snapchat, trying to merge Instagram, WhatsApp, and Messenger to have similar functions, what is happening with every other application? Why is Snapchat making people, about to allow people send messages and leave them in the DMs for over 24 hours? Because this is the reason why people like Snapchat. People legit prefer Snapchat. If you are a man or a woman for the streets, Snapchat is your house. Snapchat is where you hold conversations, because tomorrow, no lele, no receipts. But now it's about to change, because if you are using the 24 hours, you're using the message retention function, so you're leaving your messages over 24 hours and the other person wants to leave their messages on for 24 hours, how is that going to work? Because WhatsApp, Snapchat has made a name for itself as a disappearing message platform, and it's a really popular tool among the younger audiences because of this element. So it seems that it will be better. Honestly, I believe that Snapchat is going to be better off without this function. But, well, maybe people, other people that like WhatsApp and all that will be able to use the application. And since you can choose the function of keeping the messages, like you can choose whether to keep messages or let messages go, I feel like maybe it's going to work. But I don't know, I would have rather they kept their uniqueness. But do you think this feature will make it less unique, or is it just something that will add to the beauty of Snapchat? we're just going to have to wait and see. And on features that amuse me, because this is very amusing, is the fact that LinkedIn is about to experiment with puzzle games. LinkedIn is about to add games to the application. I honestly would have loved to see when they were talking about this in their meetings, like, oh, let's add games to LinkedIn. Wow. LinkedIn has recently confirmed that they're currently working on a new in-app game element which will enable LinkedIn users to take part in puzzle games in the app. But guess what? This is what is amusing about it, is that their scores will be added to their company's performance for competitive corporate rankings, which will include achievements, streaks, rankings, and so on and so forth. So if you don't understand what it means that if you start playing the game and you play trash, it is going to reflect on your company. So trust me, if you don't know how to play puzzle games or whatever, maybe you remove your company from your LinkedIn, because don't go and embarrass them outside. So LinkedIn is working on three new games at present. It's Queens, Cross Climb, and Inference. And the funny thing about it is that the game's UI will show you how many of your connections have played the game and where your company ranks in order to encourage participation. Guess what? So it means that if you decide to say, oh no, I don't want to embarrass my company, I'm not going to play, well, guess what? Your company is still going to be embarrassed because their ranking will be low. There's no winning with it. It's either you play and do something or leave your company to rank low because you people have refused to join in the games. So now, they said that the games themselves are simply puzzle-type games, yeah, which may be viewed as a way to prove your business intellectual superiority. So now, they even mentioned that you can imagine that some brands will now use these games to pitch to clients about their collective genius in the team. Imagine you saying that, oh, my team is ranking number one in LinkedIn games, you know, because we are smart generally, the ability to focus, to use logic, we are smart, we are this, we are that, because of game. So LinkedIn says that they are playing with adding puzzle-based games within the LinkedIn experience to unlock a bit of fun, deepen relationship, and hopefully spark the opportunity for conversations. Because maybe by the time they are beating your team, or you play against a certain team and then you see that they're beating your team, maybe people will start to talk and maybe to foster more connection from there. Who knows, really? But do you, in all honesty, think that LinkedIn gaming makes sense? Because it seems like a bit out of place, kind of random, but I feel like it's more like they are trying to improve the effort for people to stay on the application. So there's really not much to keep you there apart from the post and all that. So if you're playing game on the application, there's no mindless scrolling, pictures, reels and all that keep you here. But so if you're playing game and you're someone like me that's a gamer, you probably spend the next 1 hour on LinkedIn, and it's increasing the time that people spend on the application. So if you think about it that way, it's sort of smart, but apart from that, it just seems very random and out of place. But if increasing time that I spent on the application is one of the reasons why they did the game, I feel like it's going to work. But if not, I don't know. But we just have to wait and see. So you can imagine that a lot of people will try out these puzzle games normally, and by adding competitive rankings, there will be additional dedication of employees to support their employers, and then they'll feel pushed to take part. Maybe, maybe not. I mean, I'll take part because I like games, but if I'm going to go embarrass myself there, I'm honestly not going to do that. Imagine embarrassing your company. I really need to see what these games look like before I can even say this or that. But anyway, we're just going to have to wait and see how that works, really. Because honestly, I don't think it aligns with the platform's mission to connect the world's professional to economic opportunities. But if it is for the engagement numbers to go up, right, then it's all good. And on the things that should be shocking but are not really shocking because it's happening every day, Instagram is testing longer reels to maximize engagement. So now Instagram is expanding its tests to longer reel video uploads, with some users now able to upload 3 minutes long reels in the app. So now some users are being prompted to upload 3 minutes video for their reels, and this is different from the current 90 seconds, that's 1 minute 30 seconds that reels usually were. Instagram is also testing out 10 minute uploads, like it's thinking about bringing up 10 minute uploads. This is just giving TikTok. Just most recently, I was talking about how TikTok has gone from having videos of 30 seconds to 1 minute, to 1 minute, 30 seconds, 3 minutes, 10 minutes, and now as much as 30 minutes. Is that what Instagram is trying to do? Because now, like, your reels, just keep it short. I mean, there's a reason why they were reels in the first place. Keep it short, because now people are going to be boring us. Just keep it short, really. But as it is, you can only use your pre-recorded videos as longer reel uploads as opposed to capturing them via the reel calendars. But honestly, I know that this also is just for a minute. It's just for a phase. And very soon, you can use your reel cameras to capture longer videos. But for now, you can only upload your longer videos. That's from your 3 minutes and above. You can only upload them. As I said earlier, longer trends videos are the trend of the moment on TikTok as well, as it looks like it is used to broaden user behavior and provide more content to keep people engaged. Just recently, TikTok launched its creator reward program, which provides cash incentive for users who upload longer video clips. So now Instagram is also prompting users to upload longer reels to boost engagement, because longer watch time means more entertainment to them, and more entertainment means longer time on the application and growth and so on and so forth. So it seems that long reels are the next step for all social media platforms, because if you noticed that Snapchat has also moved from being able to record just 30 seconds, I mean, there was a time it was about 10 seconds. Like, if you try to save your videos, it will save in 10 seconds. But now, you can record a video as long as 2 minutes on your Snapchat, which, personally, I really appreciate. I really, really appreciate that, because it helps. I prefer my Snapchat camera. I don't use filters, but I really prefer the camera. But everybody's doing longer videos now. Everybody's trying to get more engagement, trying to keep you longer on the application, trying to get you to use the application. So longer is where we are going now. But I really do hope that all these applications will strive to keep their uniqueness and try as much as possible to remember the reasons why we chose them in the first place, and not decide to be like everybody else. But if they do, just know that Africa Tech Radio, we are going to keep you up to date and informed about everything that's happening around the world of tech. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms at Africa Tech Radio. Listen to us on all streaming platforms. Africa Tech Radio, the conversation never stops.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.